Today's session is on inhibitions, and it's going to be a fartlek session, which means I'll be sporadically taking you on a journey of varying speeds. Start walking and I'll explain to you how you can measure the speeds as you get going. Let's do this. Yes, I did say fartlek. I allow you to giggle. Fartlek literally means a running session where you change up your speed and it doesn't have a real set pattern. So when I say go one, it means I want you to do slightly faster than your regular jogging pace. So your heart rate should raise a little bit. If I say jogging two, I want you to go 50% less than what you might consider your fastest sprint. So you're going at perhaps what most people might say a average running pace. And if I say go three, that means I want you to go just a bit less than your fastest, as if you're in a race but you're saving some of your juice till the last minute where you really need to cross that finishing line. So that's go one, go two, or go three. And I'll be calling out those numbers at random times and for random lengths of time. Increase up to a comfortable jogging pace where your breathing isn't too heavy and you're able to get into a nice comfortable pace. Allow your limbs and your joints to ease, to feel relaxed. Allowing all the tension within yourself to flow out through the tips of your fingers and your toes and the tops of your head. In this running session with me, Lynn, I'll be using the first person and using statements in order to hopefully enhance your internal positive world. Go to. So remember, this is about 50% of your capacity of a fast run. Keep yourself going. That's it. You've got this. I probably took you by surprise, right? But that's life. Life does take us by surprise when we have to get into action sometimes without actually being prepared or ready or without warning. And back to your jogging pace. I want to talk about inhibitions. Inhibitions are barriers. Barriers to our internal and external world. They stop us from developing, from taking risks, from trying new things, from being explorative or playful. They stop us from having joyful moments because of the fear of what others might think. Go three. That's it, fast. I want you to go really, really fast now, as fast as you can with saving a little bit of juice. So let's say 90%. Give it 90% of all you've got. Go. That's it. Go. Go. You're amazing. You're doing so well. And back down to jogging. Slow, slow jogging. Or walk if you want to. Otherwise, just really slow. As if you're about to win the slowest race ever. So let's speak from the eye. I'm prepared. I am prepared for the unexpected. I am prepared for surprises. I will be able to cope and manage when life takes me by surprise. I cannot always be in control and I cannot always predict, but I will be ready when the time comes, when the unexpected comes around. I let go of my need to control. I let go of my worries about being in control and letting that go. I let go of my fear of what others might think if they see me as disorganized or unprepared. I accept that when I cannot change certain things, that I will go with the flow and stay in the moment. Go one. Increase your speed slightly. A nice fast jogging
or a slow running pace. Breathing in, breathing out. I feel strong. I feel able and capable. I do not consider the thoughts of others. I am in the here and now, and I am feeling strong, motivated, and successful. I keep going at this pace comfortably, confidently, believing in myself. And return to your relaxed jogging pace.
I consider my purpose. I understand why I'm here on this earth. I know I am valuable. I am important. I feel the presence of God, my higher power. I feel conscious of His observation of me. I feel my worthiness, knowing His gaze is upon me. The opinions of others do not matter to me. All that matters to me is that God's pleasure is upon me. I feel His pleasure. I feel His presence. I am conscious of Him and my relationship with Him. I feel connected and I feel that the judgments of human beings that are wrongful are not important to me. Go three. Go on, go for it. Push yourself 90%. Give it almost all you've got. You feel powerful. You feel strong. Your legs are moving, they're warming up, your feet are heating up the pavement. Strong. And return back to your jogging pace. Your breath intake, exhaling, strengthening the muscles around your lungs. The muscles around your heart are getting stronger, protecting your heart. Your whole entire immune system is strengthening, taking care of your health. A great and important role and responsibility that you have, caring for this body of yours that encases your soul that is connected to God. Go to. That's it. Get running, moving your legs one after the other, feeling absolutely elated, not noticing any person or a living thing, just you and the ground. Going for it. Feeling great, but knowing you've got plenty more juice, plenty more gas in your tank. And 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and back to your jogging pace. Inhibitions exist only within our own selves. Let's never place importance upon the opinions of others. Those opinions that do not matter. The opinions of strangers or interfering relations. If those opinions do not benefit, I make the commitment that I'll let them go. Do not allow those opinions and judgments and conditions laid upon us to heavily bear upon us. We can allow them to stay or we can let them go. Let us let them go. Go three. Run. Let them go. Let it fall behind you like the leaves floating away from behind you, like they let go from the tree. Go. As you run faster and further, you're leaving behind that negative thoughts, those negative judgments. And go to reduce your speed, but not entirely. 50% of your speed action now. Still letting go, whatever last remainders of judgments laid upon you, let them fall away, vanishing behind you like the gush of wind, and return to your jogging pace. I see myself as functional. I see myself as healing. I am doing pretty well. I've been through some tough times, sure, we all have. But I got through it, and I'm here today, now. I'm still standing. I'm moving. I'm giving things a good shot. Go three. Powerful. Fast. Successful. Amazing. Bold. Creative. And back to your jogging pace. Life does come at you from all directions. Problems. Obstacles. I have done amazing to navigate my way through all those obstacles. I have jumped through hoops. I have leapt through rings of fire. I have jumped and leapt over stepping stones of lava. I have manipulated my way through crowds and lonely, deserted beaches. I've been stranded on islands. I've been overcome. And I have been overridden. But I am here. And I am striving. And I believe. And I am doing all I can to take care of my mental and physical health. Go to. That's it. Feeling really comfortable now, allowing the breath to go in to nourish my internal world, to flow through my veins and to strengthen, empower. I can feel my heart beating, reminding me that I'm here, reminding me that I have a beating heart and I have all the opportunities here within me and around me. And back to your jogging pace. Well done. Absolutely brilliant. Keep going. Keep going when things come at you when you weren't expecting it. There's no need to panic. You have all the tools within you to be successful, to get through it. Let's walk. Not too slow, of course. Nice brisk walk. Notice the change. Perhaps you're feeling it in a different muscle group. Perhaps your calf muscles. Things feel different when you change speed, don't they? And that's okay. Sometimes it's okay to slow things right down. Okay, let's really slow it down. Reduce your walking speed. That's it. Let's take some nice mindful breaths. Breathe in, 2, 3, and out, 2, 3. In, 2, 3, and out, 2, 3. That's right. Now maintain a nice breathing as you just soak up the atmosphere. What's the furthest sound? Try to concentrate and think what sounds you can hear. Which one's the furthest away? Have you identified it? Now draw your hearing in closer to me. Notice the sounds that are a bit closer. And then the closest sound. What's that? Notice the sound of your breath. Go 3. Run. Fast. Faster. That's it. Push yourself to 95%. You've got it. Amazing. Keep at it. And ready? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Jogging pace now. Sometimes when you really let go of things, that's when it comes to bite you. But it doesn't have to feel like a big chunky bite. It's up to us. I'm not suggesting you live on edge, waiting for the next thing to come round the corner. But what about if we're joyful? What about if we welcome challenges with open arms? What about if we pause whenever there's something that grabs us instantaneously when we weren't expecting it? And we say to ourselves, it's okay, don't panic, I've got this. Connected to your creator and to yourself. Go 1. Increase your speed a little bit. That's it. Trust in me. Trust in this process. You're doing really well. In this moment in time, the connection you have with you and your creator is giving you power. In this moment, no one else matters. Go 2. Increasing. That's right. Enjoying this moment. Enjoying it where you are, in the here and now, in this place. In this place you are destined to be now. Today, this is written for you. This moment is written. Give thanks for this opportunity. Grab it. Go 3. Holding on to this opportunity, this gift that was written for you right now. This thankful, amazing, beautiful opportunity. Go 2. reduce back your speed, going at 50%, go one. Slightly faster than jogging, your whole body alive, your everything functioning, relaxing your shoulders, and return to your jogging pace. Feeling achievement. Feel satisfied, nourished. Walking now. Walking. Today, I say to myself, I will let go of the worry about what others think. I know I can never really truly please everyone. I focus on pleasing my God. I focus on His pleasure. And I know if I'm right with that, and everything else will fall into place. I let go of my inhibitions, my doubts, my self-negative talk. I aim to see myself positively as I know my Creator wants me to see myself. Walking, acknowledging that thought, how does my Creator want me to see myself? To see myself with kindness and finish.